Mental Health Awareness Week took place in May this year. For many of us, it won't have featured in our consciousness, but according to the Mental Health Foundation, one in four people in England will experience a mental health problem in any given year. Well, if you live near Redhill and you're suffering a mental health crisis, help is at hand with the launch of a nightly drop-in centre. It's called Safe Haven, and here to tell us about it is locality manager Olive Ahern. Hi, Olive. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
If someone's suffering from a mental health crisis and feeling that they've got nowhere to go, nowhere to turn to, often the perceived solution is to go to A&E. But that isn't always the best place to get help, is it, Olive?
No, it isn't. I mean, A&E, as many of us will know, is often very busy. It may not have mental health professionals based there. It can be quite chaotic, quite noisy, quite loud. Now, if somebody's got a mental health problem, the last thing they need is that sort of environment. So they need somewhere quiet, somewhere safe, somewhere that they can feel they can talk about what's going on for them. And often it is the case that somebody needs quite a lot of time to express what they're feeling. And if you've got mental health concern, that can be quite difficult in that type of environment. So I would say certainly isn't the ideal place.
The other thing I was thinking, actually, Olive, was that people's symptoms, then if they're not dealt with quickly and they might have to wait to see the right person, they could actually deteriorate in the meantime, couldn't they? And that doesn't help things either.
Absolutely. And as you can imagine, there is quite a long waiting time when you go to A&E. And, you know, that's just the resources. And it can be quite difficult for staff as well, you know, having to manage those situations. And you've got somebody there who's presenting very, very unwell and quite a lot of chaos. That can be extremely challenging for the individual and for the staff as well. So I would say, you know, things could escalate, and that's not really what an individual needs when they're in that situation.
Absolutely. And they're more likely to be admitted to hospital, which I think is a more unsettling environment compared to getting help and staying settled at home. That's quite crucial too. Okay, Safe Haven in Redhill, it's been recently launched. Tell us a little bit about it and what sort of numbers there are of people experiencing mental health issues in the locality.
Yeah, sure. See, the Safe Haven was launched at the end of March. It was East Surrey Clinical Commissioning Group in partnership with Surrey and Borders Trust, Richmond Fellowship, which is the organisation I work for, and Reigate Stepping Stones, another voluntary service in East Surrey. It was launched at the end of March, as I say, and it was really for people who, to help people who are suffering from stress, anxiety, depression, isolation, people who have a diagnosis of a mental health condition, who just need somewhere to go to actually get some support. It's open 365 days a week, which is fantastic. It's 6 till 11 and it's actually based in Redhill, very close to the station. So ideal location, and really it is about having that alternative to people going to A&E. That's really the bottom line.
And it's a nightly drop-in centre, isn't it? And that's the whole important thing, because often you can feel more in crisis during the night time. It seems to lend itself, doesn't it?
I mean, a lot of people will call the crisis line, which, you know, that's somebody on the telephone who try to support you, but it's not the same, is it, as coming to somewhere where you can actually meet a professional, a mental health professional who can sit with you, talk through those concerns with you right there and then. There is a mental health nurse who can then assess you and see what your needs are. We have recovery workers who are employed by Richmond Fellowship, and they, you know, they can support somebody if they just literally want to have a chat. So you've got a really broad range of support there.
So as you say, you've got psychiatric nurses, you've got a couple of recovery workers who are on hand, and they've been through it themselves, haven't they? They do understand.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the team have sort of, as you say, been in a situation, lots of experience there for people to be able to support those people. And that's what they need. They need to be able to feel safe, secure, and then really listen to. And often it's just about being listened to really actively rather than in a sort of quite a chaotic environment.
And mental health crises, they can manifest themselves in all sorts of ways. What are the sort of problems people are seeking help with? You've mentioned a few of them, but this is quite a widespread thing, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, we have, what we're seeing is, as you say, a very broad range of individuals coming to our service. We have somebody the other day who's 18 who came with his parents, who he was in crisis. He said, I feel suicidal. His parents didn't know what to do. So he came straight to Safe Haven. He was assessed there and had a long assessment with the mental health nurse and got the support he needed. And that just calmed things down. And he, you know, was recognised that actually, and then there was an appointment made for him for the next day with the mental health teams. We're getting people who are literally quite feeling quite isolated. They don't talk to anybody all day and they just need somewhere to go to just talk, just have that conversation and a cup of tea. So you're literally going from sort of the very low end to people who are really, really quite unwell. So that's, you know, that's a great service for me. I think that's, it's great to be able to offer that broad range of service.
I think that's incredibly important. And you've also had young mothers that are feeling overwhelmed, looking after children, people stressed out by family members having illnesses. It's not just, you know, people have that picture, it's suicidal people. Of course it is for those people, and it's crucial that they come and they get the help. But it's also for people who are lonely and just feeling a bit overwhelmed by things that are happening in their lives.
And also it's for carers who themselves have end up with sort of a mental health condition themselves due to trying to support somebody with a mental health issue. So we're getting quite a few people coming through who, as carers, are really struggling and feel they have nowhere to go. And for them, it might be just getting out of the house, sitting down, having that conversation and just be able to re-engage again the next day and feel sort of, I've had someone to talk to. And it often is just about that. So as you say, it is so broad-ranging. What we're finding is we're getting about 10 people per night, 10 to 12. Sometimes you get more, sometimes less. But, you know, everybody, the feedback so far, we've been doing some surveys, has been really positive. So that's really good.
Well, we've said there's a myriad of reasons why someone might be suffering from a mental health crisis. But the one thing that's common to all, Olive, is the stigma that society often attaches to this form of illness. If we have a broken arm or a disease or an illness, people are largely quite sympathetic. But why do mental health issues create such fear and lack of empathy from society in general, do you think?
Well, what we're finding is, I mean, as we know, mental health illness, you know, it affects thousands of people, families, friends, people at work, colleagues, you know, society in general. So it's a really broad range. I mean, as we said, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, 1 in 4 experience mental health problems at some point in their life. 1 in 10 children, depression, 1 in 12 of the whole population. So it's quite, you know, it's quite a lot, a big number. Most people fully recover, we must remember that. But in terms of the stigma, there is still quite a stigma, but I do think it has improved. There is a lot of positive sort of media coverage of helping people to understand mental health. But what we're finding is if people actually really start to talk to people who've got mental health problems, you know, really try and read and understand what it really means. I think it's often that lack of understanding. There is lots of new things happening out there now. We've Time to Change, which is a voluntary sector provision, which is really educating people in the community about mental health. So lots of good things happening, but the media also often can report things in sort of maybe possibly quite a negative way. Somebody who's a mental health issue, that can be quite violent possibly, portraying people with mental health issues as dangerous, evil, things like that. And we still come across that. I think things are getting better because there's much more positive media coverage now, but it can be an issue for people because that sort of that image of somebody who's got a mental health problem. But as we all know, mental health could be just somebody with depression or anxiety. So it's sometimes difficult for people to understand that.
Let's expand on that a little bit. It was very sad news at the weekend to hear that Caroline Ahern sadly passed away. She was always very open about her illness, which obviously you said that some celebrities, I think that actually does help the cause sometimes. But what advice would you specifically give to listeners who maybe perhaps know someone who's suffering from depression or anxiety? How can they actually help them through their crisis?
What I would say is first thing to do is remember that we're not a therapist. You're a family member or something like that. It's just listening. Very actively listen to somebody to see what is actually the issue. Because sometimes what we find is people say, you'll be okay, it will be fine. And often it won't be fine. And my suggestion would be to get support, either people like ourselves, the Richmond Fellowship, who's a mental health organisation based in Redhill. You know, make a phone call. You know, we will talk you through that and we can organise for you to come in with that person, or that person might come in on their own, and just meet one of our team, and then we can refer those individuals to the correct sort of support, because sometimes it's very difficult for family members or, you know, somebody, a member of the community, just to try and do the right thing. And I think it's better to really do some listening, try and understand what's going on. But if you feel that really things aren't improving and they do need support, I would advise them to contact ourselves, whose number I will give you later on.
Sure. And it's it's really quite important to tell people who are suffering from this kind of thing not to just pull themselves together. That's such a trite thing to say, such an unhelpful thing actually, and quite damaging.
It can be. And we do, and people, you know, I think people trying to help, it's not always because you just, you know, think it's the right thing to do, because when you don't really understand something, it's very hard to kind of get into that person's head, obviously, because you're thinking, oh my God, you know, you'll be fine. What's the matter with you? I've got much more problems than you. Why could you, you know, you've got everything. Why have you got depression or anxiety? But it affects so many people in so many different ways. And I think that's the message I'd like to get across today. It can affect anybody. And sometimes people don't talk about it. And I'd really advise people to really open up and talk about it and get that support when you need it. There's many, many websites. There's many, you know, you Google depression and, you know, there'll all sorts of different things come up, different opportunities for support. And I'd advise people to please do access that support because it's really, really important.
I think it's also quite important to mention that it's not a question of judging people or avoiding them. That's the last thing you should do. You should be supportive, even if you don't understand what they're going through.
And try and, you know, try and really, as I say, listen to that and try and understand what is going on for that person, because it can be scary. You know, if somebody's acting differently or feel they're acting a little bit strange, that can be difficult, but it's really just trying to understand what. And, you know, sometimes you won't be able to find the solution yourself, and then it's about going getting that proper professional help to support somebody.
Okay, so if someone's suffering in silence and they feel that they've got to a crisis point, we've got Safe Haven. It's here to lend its support. What should someone in crisis do? Where and how can they find you, Olive?
Currently, the Safe Haven, and I'll give the full address out now, and that is based at the Wingfield Resource Centre. That's actually at St Anne's Drive, which is off Noak Drive. That's in Redhill, RH1, 1AU. That's where it's based. It's literally a couple of minutes from the train station. The telephone number of the Richmond Fellowship Service there, and Surrey and Borders are also based there. If you wanted to find out a little bit more about the provision, if you telephone 01737 771 282, and the team there can talk to you about what's available, what support might be needed. That is not a crisis line or anything like that. That can just guide you, talk to somebody about, you know, the person might want to, somebody to come in, and is it the right place for them? We can talk to them about that and advise them on that. So that's what I would, that's the telephone number and the address to attend if you'd like to attend the Safe Haven.
Olive, thank you so much for your time today. It's a really, really important thing that you've done, that you've
thank
set
you
up
much.
And absolutely critical. And I believe you said that actually in the Merstham area there is quite a need, isn't there?
There is, yes. It's just a final point, I think we were talking about before we came on air, was just to say that Merstham has, you know, a sort of a higher level of mental health need, and there is, the Commissioner is certainly trying to put extra funds in there to support people in this community, but there certainly is, you know, it's the 1 in 4, it's probably higher than that in this particular area. So again, you know, it's just looking out for that and making sure you get the right support.
Well, it's a fantastic centre. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to me about it today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Olive Ahern from Safe Haven. The centre is open between 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. every day, including weekends and bank holidays. If you're in mental distress or you know someone who is, please go there. They are there to talk, listen and help. You don't have to book a place, and you can talk as much or as little as you want, or you can even just sit and have a cup of tea in a friendly environment. And if you want a bit more information, you can check out their website by visiting www.sabp.nhs.uk/safehaven. And as Olive said earlier on, you can also telephone 01737 771 282. I'm going to give that number again. It's 01737 771 282.